Good morning and welcome to another Monday Coffee. Today what I want to talk about is a little bit of kind of jumping off from a couple weeks ago. We talked about how love isn't easy. In that Monday Coffee, I talked about that love is actually the crux of Christianity that Jesus was talking about when he said that the world would hate you. Because our radical love for others does not make sense to the world. It's not about Christianity following the rules and not making sense to the world in that way. The example I gave was the LGBTQ community and being affirming of them and loving them for who they are. Most churches say it is wrong. A lot of Christians say it's wrong. And they feel like they are being persecuted because of that. And that's what Jesus means by being hated by the world. Whereas I set forth the example, no, it's about loving people. Because there's a lot of people that don't like us for caring for the poor, caring for the homeless, caring for LGBTQ people. That Christ's radical love is the thing that actually makes us threatening to the rest of the world. So jumping off of that, I want to talk about what does love look like? Sometimes I think we get into a rut where love is just a transaction. That love is simply transactional. That in order to receive respect and love from somebody, you have to give something in return. And I think that's anti what the Bible is saying. Now, that's very human, but it's not God. And if we are people of God, if we are to reflect the image of Christ to others, we need to try and emulate that same love that God gives to us. Here's an example I want to give. In the world of theology, there are what are called atonement theories. And this is talking about what did Christ actually do on the cross? What is the mission that was accomplished on the cross by Christ? Now, the thing that you are probably saying to yourself that most of Christianity goes by is that Christ died on the cross for the sins of the world so that God would not condemn us all to hell. And that's called substitutionary atonement theory. That Christ was in our place on the cross to accept the wrath of God. The only thing about this that tends to bother me is that it is a transaction. That the love of God is somehow transactional. That God needed death or sacrifice in order to fully love us again. Now, God talks a lot about unconditional love. The Bible talks a lot about unconditional love. And so what does it mean to actually look at the cross then in terms of this was an act of unconditional love that God maybe was somehow saying, this is how much I love you. I love you so much that I will die for you. That I will become human, I will live a human life, and I will die for you. You don't need to impress me anymore. You don't need to beat each other up. You don't need to go to war with each other just to show me that you are loyal or that you love me. And so now that flips everything upside down on its head. That love, this unconditional love, is something that we need to figure out. How can we give unconditional love to others? And that doesn't mean that we ignore bad things that people do. It doesn't mean that we ignore injustices and just unconditionally love people. There are ways to love while also holding people accountable. And so in your own life, where are the places that you can demonstrate some unconditional love? Is it to your kids? Is it to your family? Is it to your parents? Is it to your neighbors? Maybe it's to your HOA. Maybe there's some way that you could show love even when you disagree with one another. Or an election year, maybe in your neighborhood you have somebody with a Trump sign in front of their house. Maybe you have somebody with a Biden sign in front of their house. How can you still love each other when you feel like you're at such odds in your worldview of how a country is supposed to be run? See, that's kind of where unconditional love comes in, right? That there doesn't have to be terms for you to love that person. There doesn't have to be a transaction for you to love that person. You could still love and care for them even though you disagree with them. And loving somebody also doesn't mean you have to be best friends. Loving somebody means just taking care of their basic human needs. and being kind, compassionate, and graceful in your conversations with them, in your time with them. That's my hope for this week. My hope is that we discover that somehow. Now, and if you're still stuck on the atonement theories that I talked about before, the substitutionary and then the other one, just know this. There are several of them, and they all are pulled from Scripture in some way. And I'm of the mindset where I think what Christ did on the cross was somehow all of them put together. But for us, how can you live this week loving others, not as a transaction, not expecting anything in return, but unconditionally? Because then you get to be the image of Christ to others. Have a great week.